Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 306 for Friday, March 13th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower on Friday, following the decline seen in the Chicago soy complex after a choppy day. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $5 lower, the May contract down $4.40 at $459.30 per ton. The large global oilseed supply situation, as South America's soybean crop is expected to be record large, was also bearish. Further downward pressure came from a lack of aggressive exporter pricing as they wait for the market to soften a little bit more. On the other side, the sharply lower Canadian dollar was bullish as it made canola more attractively priced to crushers and foreign buyers. The need to keep a weather premium built into new crop values was also supportive, as was slow farmer selling in Western Canada. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were all in the red. Soybean futures were lower, anywhere from 13 to 16 cents softer. May was down 15.5 cents at $9.75 per bushel. Talk that buyers are sourcing soybeans and soy meal from South America instead of the U.S. due to high prices undermined the market. Further downward pressure came from the strong U.S. dollar index and the large global oilseed supply situation. Though news that Brazil's soybean harvest is running almost 10% behind last year's pace tempered the declines. Corn futures were also weaker following the losses seen in soybeans and wheat. Prices were anywhere from 5 to 8 cents lower, May down 8 cents at $3.80 a bushel. Reports that domestic buyers in the southeast United States are importing less expensive South American corn added to the bearish tone. However, worries about rain delaying the harvest of corn in some parts of Brazil and Argentina limited the losses. Wheat values in Chicago were also softer, seeing some profit-taking on recent gains and ahead of the weekend. Values were anywhere from 5 to 7 cents lower, May down 5¾ cents at $5.15 a bushel. Continued strength in the U.S. dollar index and the resulting lack of fresh export demand for U.S. wheat supplies were also behind the declines. However, concerns about dry weather causing damage to the U.S. winter wheat crop limited the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, March 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.